You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it does.
Help me welcome Leanna!
Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, this is what pertains to the ministry. From 25 years old and above, they shall serve in the tabernacle of the Lord. But at the age of 50, they shall step back from the priesthood. They shall assist their brothers in the service of the Lord. And younger people shall take up the ministry. Oh, this is your time to work from 25 to 50. This is your season. From 25 to 50, it is a blessing of the Lord to work for the Lord. From 25 to 50, 25 to 50, come on, come on. 25 to 50, 25 to 50. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. You must understand that you don't have forever. You cannot postpone the time of your sacrifice. Do you remember how young and innocent you were? When you started walking deeper and deeper and deeper in sin, you were not too young to walk and live in sin. How can you be too young to do the work of the Lord? Oh, this is your time to work from 25 to 50. This is your season, from 25 to 50. It is the best time of your life to work for the Lord. It's 25 to 50, come on, come on. 25 to 50, 25 to 50, 25 to 50. 25 to 50.
Hey, she gonna dance too? Okay. Yeah. Dancing star turned singing star. And dance. Come on. Hey.
All right. Now Jesus gave us a warning that the night is coming when no man can work. This is is the time to work for the Lord. It is the time to fight to build the church of God. Hey, this is your time to work from 25 to 50. This is your season from 25 to 50. It is the best time of your life to work for the Lord. Yeah, 25 to 50. Come on, come on. 25 to 50. Work for the Lord. 25 to 50. Yeah, yeah, 25 to 50. 25 to 50. 25 to 50. It's 25 to 50.
Woo! That was powerful. That was powerful.
Was it?
Amen. Now it's time for the best part of the service, the most life-changing part of the service. You already know what it is. It's the word. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Now the Bible says in Jeremiah 3:15 that I, who is God, will bring shepherds after my own heart to teach you in knowledge and understanding. Now we have an anointed man after God's own heart to teach us in knowledge and understanding. So let's give it up for Reverend Orleans Lindsay.
Wow.
Those who know your name, put their trust in you. There is no other faithful God, so loving and true. Those who know your name, put their trust in you. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love his name so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name means more to me. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love his name so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name means more to me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you can hear me, give me a wave of praise unto the Lord, a wave of praise unto the Lord. All right. And give the Lord a loud shout of praise. Hallelujah. I can feel your praise. Every wall of Jericho is broken now because of your praise in Jesus' name. Every wall of opposition comes crumbling down. Everything that blocked your blessing, God breaks it down now. The higher your praise, the faster that wall will break down. Sing a shout unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. Let's pray. Let's close your eyes with me and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We thank you. We give you glory. We adore you, Spirit of the living God. We welcome you. Be glorified, be exalted, be magnified. Father, forgive us for our sins and be merciful unto us today. We pray on this Father's Day that you will be adored, number one. Lord, I pray that everyone here that has taken you as anything other than a father will experience the power of a father through you. The Lord, you will come to make us your children. For your kingdom is for children, not for just servants, not for just sheep, but more importantly, like the example of Jesus Christ, we ought to be your children. We bless your name. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We bind every force assigned against this service and assigned against anyone here. We declare, let your word have free course. And let everyone here understand your will in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
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 Amen. Now I can hear you. Yeah. Now I just want to say two things. Please, if you are here, You know, what the devil does is that he hides you from the Lord so that you will not be blessed. Yeah. Now, when God wanted to bless his children in the garden, give them a garden atmosphere, every day when he comes around, where are thou? And then they make an appearance to the Lord. But when Satan came into their lives, they changed. God says, where are you? And in church, God wanted to have church with them. God wanted to have fellowship like now. And Bible says, and they hid themselves. That scripture says, and they hid themselves from the Lord. They hid themselves. They hid themselves. Any one of you who's hiding from view, you are just behaving like Adam and Eve. Yeah, please don't do it. You know, tell yourself that Corona has taken away the church meeting, but will never take away my presence and my open face with the Lord. Yeah, if it was a regular Sunday, you'll be in church and you will not shut off from the preaching. Tell the devil that even though I am in my home, I will make my home a temple for the Lord. I will open it so that God can reach me. You know, one of the things that the devil does is that when you go into hiding, you align with the darkness, and in darkness, evil things happen. You realize that when you are not on video, you can decide to sleep, you fall asleep, you do all kinds of things, and that precious time that you are supposed to spend with the Lord is no longer focused. I counsel you and I beseech you, brethren, that treat this hour as for the Lord. Nothing will interfere. And to ensure that, decide that I will do the original garden thing. I will not hide myself. I will not allow the devil to influence me. When the devil influenced Adam and Eve, they hid themselves from the Lord. Believe it. Every form of hiding is due to an evil thing. Yeah, the devil has an evil thing. Wants you to forget the word, wants you not to focus, wants you to hide yourself. Something take you out of the garden. The garden means the blessing, what the Lord is planting inside of you. Wants you to take away. And then they were kicked out of the garden. That was the plan of the devil. He will never have you in Jesus' name. I bind every influence of Satan concerning your life ever in Jesus' name. From today, I pray that when the Lord calls your number, calls your name, you will not be in hiding. You will not toe the line of Adam and Eve, but you will be the original Adam. But Jesus Christ, he never hid. He always made an appearance. The devil knows the importance of appearing before him. Therefore, in Job chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible says, when the Lord called his children, the Lord called his children, in Job chapter 1 and verse 6, the devil came around too, and he made an appearance before the Lord. He didn't hide. He made an appearance. Verse 6. The Bible says, verse 6, not verse 7. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to the presence to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Satan also presented himself. You see, Satan made Adam and Eve hide, but he comes. What a wicked demon. What wickedness. So you think that, oh, I'm just being smart, or I don't want to show my face. Because of that, your appearance and everything is, forget about the appearance, it's your heart. Please, forget about what you're wearing. If you like, put on something nice, sit before, and then let's have fellowship. I'm going to teach you why it's important. I'm going to teach you. I've started teaching already. And never be like Adam and Eve. Okay? So let the devil realize that, yes, you may have stopped us from going physical distancing in church, but you will not stop us from having fellowship face to face. You know, the Bible says that when the Lord loved Moses, he told the people, Moses is not like you other people, you who hide to fellowship. But Moses, I can relate with him face to face as a man with his friend. Wow. Face to face. All right. The people you do FaceTime with, the people you are comfortable to do video with, are the people you have a certain close relationship with. Treat God like that. Treat his church like that. Every time you come, from the beginning to the end, tell the devil, I'm here for 2 hours. I'll not turn it on. You will not cause me to be distracted. Tell the devil, I'm in church. Even if I have toilet to go to, I'll finish church before I go to toilet. So empty your bowels and your bladder before you come. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah. Every form of distraction, distracting you, is supposed to take a certain word from you. And today, that's what I'm going to preach about. Today, I'm preaching about, you know, we are in the month of faith. Last month was the month of honor. This month is the month of faith. Tell somebody, we are in church. I am in church. I am in church. Yeah. So I'm not picking up phones. I'm not chatting. I am just focused on the Lord. Yeah. I am in God's garden. Yeah. I'm not going to be kicked away at all. So every time from praise and worship, turn on your video. Prepare for that. And God will honor you. I see the Lord blessing you.
Amen.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. It is those who make that appearance that the Lord imparts. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 11, I long to see you. God says that. No. You know, I long to see you. For I long to see you that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to the end that you may be established. Now, when God, I'm representing God, Paul was saying this to the people he was preaching to, that look, remember that God's interaction with you is to impart something. So don't hide yourself. Don't hide yourself. Let me see you. As I'm seeing you all. You see, I'm seeing Linda. I'm seeing, and I've seen Lady. As I'm seeing all you, God is imparting some spiritual gift. It's only for those who make themselves visible in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, an establishment is coming to you. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Unless maybe you are showering, then you can turn it on. Unless you are at work, then you can turn it on. Something that really, really is important that you not show. Then that's understandable. Other than that, there's no reason why you should keep away behind like Adam and Eve. It's not of God. Amen. Now, today, as the follow-up on our faith series, last week we talked, 2 weeks ago, we said faith is obedience and obedience is faith. Last week we talked about faith is prayer and prayer is faith. It was a powerful time. This week we want to talk about great giants are created. Great giants of faith are created through hearing. What I want you to know is that there is something about hearing that is very important. Faith giants are created by hearing. Hearing. Faith giants, they are created by hearing. Faith giants are created by hearing. What do I mean by that? The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse number 17, and now faith cometh by hearing. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be a man of faith, how did the man become a man of faith? It's by hearing. It's by hearing. It's by hearing. Now, the ears are a conduit for God to reach us. Okay? Let me tell you something. When the devil wanted to change people from having faith in God to having faith in something else, he didn't change anything. He changed their hearing conduit. That's all he did. He changed them, what they heard. They had heard a message from the Lord that, look, everything in this garden is yours. Eat anything except this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God had told them, for the day that you eat, you shall die. Now, what the devil did is that he changed what they heard. He twisted what they heard. He twisted it. He said, has God indeed said that you should not eat of the fruit? And then they say, yeah, he said we should eat of the fruit except this one. Then he said, oh, you shall not surely die. In effect, he wanted to change what they heard. He wanted to change. He competed with what they were hearing. The Bible says that be careful what you hear. The Bible actually talks about the fact that there are so many voices in this world, and none of them is without signification. There are so many voices, so many things you can hear. None of them is without signification. Do you know that you can hear the voice of your wife, the voice of your mother, the voice of your father? There are so many kinds of different kinds of voice, the voice of the devil, the voice of your flesh. Okay? There are, it may be, so many different kinds of voices in this world, but none of them is without not even one. Not even one. Okay? Not even one. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 10. Not even one of them. Every one of the voices that come to you bear a significance. Okay? So 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 10 is actually an important verse. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in this world. In this world. None of them is without signification. Okay? Now, what it means is that you hear so many things. If you think that what you hear does not affect you, you're joking. Do you know something? The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7, that when you go to a rich man's house, be careful. Okay? It says that, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he said to thee, but his heart is not with thee. So as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Now, your thinking is affected by what you hear. Your thinking is shaped by what you hear. That is the basis of teaching. All right? Now, we said that faith is substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. How does faith come? Faith comes by what you hear. Okay? Faith comes by hearing. And hearing is never passive. A song is never passive. A statement is never passive. What you hear on the news is never passive. It's affecting you. Bible says there are so many voices in this world. Each of them bear a significance. I tell you. So today I came to tell you that you want to be a man of faith? You want to be a woman of faith? You have to censor the things you hear. You have to make a decision about what you will hear and how you will hear it. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's a truth. The things you hear can bring you fear. The things you hear can bring you death. I tell you. Sometimes, you know, I was with a certain patient who had come to see me. And then as we were talking, the patient told me that he was about to die. I said, why? He said he met another doctor and there was a certain tumor that was in the colon that, so, oh, this one, you will die. Nothing will change it. I told the lady, you will not die. I mean, she had believed this so much that she was coming just so for us to send to hospice. But then I had to sit the patient down. I said, no. There are treatments that can be done. There are things that can be done. Immediately, the face changed. Immediately, she had just resolved that this is my death. What I'm just coming to be prepared for. Immediately, I told her the opposite. He changed. She changed. And truly, based on what she heard, she believed. She really believed in the reality. I've told her, you know, this tumor is big, yeah. But there are people with bigger tumors who have survived. As I spoke to the lady, faith came. She believed. And then till date, she's alive by the grace of God. Yeah, she's alive. What was the difference was what she heard and what it produced in her. Ladies and gentlemen, today I came to tell you that you must be careful what you hear, because every voice is generating something inside of you. Watch the friends you hear from, watch the feelings you, watch even how you hear yourself, because sometimes you can tell yourself something. You can tell yourself you are hopeless, you are useless. You know, you can talk to yourself to a point where you believe everything you say, even if it's a lie. Yeah. You can speak to yourself so long that you tend to believe the lie that was, or your mother can speak to you. Yeah. Look, I lived with a certain lady who used to tell me all kinds of negative things. If anytime she said, I rebut it. Now, at a point, I realized, no, if I continue to hear this thing, I'll become that thing. I decided, no, don't say this thing again. Yeah. Don't say this thing again. Yeah. And there was a certain guy in my workplace who said something. I told him from now, don't say this thing to me again. I blocked it. So, ladies and gentlemen, faith comes by hearing. Now, it is hearing is one, okay? One thing. Now, everything, think about yourself. Everything you become is because of the things you heard. Those who became nurses, they went to nursing school, and they pumped nursing, that behavior of nurses, the attributes of nurses, the things nurses should know. I mean, they kept, you're going to become a nurse. And they became nurses through teachings. It's the truth. Yeah. You know, when you were born, you were told you are called John. Everybody called you John. Now, you didn't say it. You did not say it. You grew up hearing them calling you John. By the time you realize you were in school, and when they ask you what's your name, you say, my name is John. My name is John. And once you start speaking that way, you believe it. Even when you go and then they call you John, you turn, you believe it. What has started it? Your hearing started it and you accepted it. It affected you. I'm telling you, even what you look, the things you hear are very important. That's why I like to hear the voice of God. Because who you hear from will affect you. Yeah, people, Bible says voices, they are all significant. They will all affect you. So when you hear somebody who believes, like I'm preaching to you, I've heard the word of God, I've heard preaching, I heard the word, I tell myself, I'm born again because I confessed it, I spoke it, and the Bible spoke to me that if anyone will confess the lordship of Jesus Christ and will believe in his heart that God raised him from the dead, shall be saved. I've heard it. Today I proclaim that I'm a saved person.
Amen.
I'm a child of God. Yes, and I walk in it, and I preach it, and I declare it, and I live it, and I'm in expectation of heaven, that because I'm born again, I am going to heaven.
Is that true?
Yeah. So I don't joke with the things that I heard. On the other hand, I sat with somebody in the plane. I tried to witness to the person. The person spoke to me. He said, the world is too complex. There are too many things. Even our universe is so small. We don't know everything. For just one person to create everything. As he started about Satanism, started talking about the competition between God and Satan, I realized that as he had these arguments that he would bring, but hey, so the real person sometimes is Satan you should worship. I said, these people, you can hear them for a long time. They will convert you.
Oh, yes,
sir. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to be careful. We know that faith comes by hearing.
And hearing.
Amen. So that's the first thing. The voices are significant. What you hear is significant. And it will make you believe what you hear. You will believe what you hear for a long time. Do you know that when you go to a law court, they bring witnesses to speak? Do you know what they are trying to do? They are trying to plant evidence. They are trying to bring the jury to believe. So they make the people come, witness, come and speak. You two, come and speak. What are they doing? They are creating faith in the jury so that they will make a case for whoever speaks the most and the most convincingly.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, the God who created the heaven and earth is trying to tell you that you want to believe, then believe in my word. So, the next thing is that faith comes by hearing, number one. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The second phase of it is that faith in God does not just come by hearing once, but comes by hearing and hearing, multiple episodes of hearing. That's the second thing that I want you to hear. That when you hear a word once, actually research has shown that when you hear something once, you only retain 7% of what you heard.
Okay.
Yeah. That is the reason why Christians who just hear one message and they go, they are not as strong as people that keep hearing and hearing.
Okay.
Multiple episodes of hearing. It brings faith. So faith is not just hearing once. Even you, when they said one thing to you, they had to say it over and over and over again for you to believe it.
Okay.
In a school, for them to make you a nurse, they have to teach you over and over for 3 years to become that thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the devil, he spoke to Adam and Eve over and over again. I'm telling you, Eve was with the devil for a long, he spoke for a long time. Now, how do I know? Because he spoke to a point where Eve also convinced herself, went to speak to the husband. The husband must have asked questions, and then they must have this, and then he saw that it was good for food, and it must have taken some time. And they believed it settled. How do I know again? Because when the devil came to Jesus in the temptation of Luke 4 and Matthew 4, he said, he came and told Jesus, if you are the Son of God, turn this bread, stone into bread. Jesus said, no, man, I shall not live by bread again. Do you realize something? Jesus was competing with the word of the devil, with the word of God. Because faith in the word of God has made him strong because of what he had heard. He said, it is written. So Satan must have heard, I mean, Jesus must have heard that faith comes by hearing, and had heard and heard. Jesus quoted a lot of scriptures that showed that indeed he had been listening to the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So when the word of Satan came in, it didn't affect him. Do you know what Satan did? Satan used the same principle, went to part two, kept speaking. He said, now go and stand on top of the hill and see all these things that is in the world. If only you can bow to me, I'll give it to you in one day. Jesus came again. He said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. Him alone shalt thou serve. Use the word. Then, you know, Satan realized that, hey, this faith cometh by hearing thing is working, eh? Then the third time, Satan decided to use the same principle of faith cometh by hearing, this time by using the word of God. So told Jesus that, you know what? You came to save this world. If you say God is real, if you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from the pinnacle, from the very pinnacle. After all, and God said, and he used the scripture again, God said, he will give his angels charge over you. Yeah, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. It is in Psalm 91. It's the truth. And their hands, they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. He misquoted it a little bit, but he was trying to use the same thing. He said, hey, faith comes by hearing. It looks like you have faith in the word. So let me use the word of God to destroy you. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the man kept talking to him, talking, twisting. False prophets who come, when they see that you believe the word, they twist the scriptures to affect you. That's what the devil did. But Jesus did not budge because he had heard and heard and heard again. Ladies and gentlemen, today all I want to tell you is that faith comes by hearing and hearing. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. Let me tell you something. Vision, eh? Bible says that there was in Proverbs chapter 24, a man went to the place of a slothful man, and Bible says, and he looked upon and he considered. You see, when you see and you see again, or you hear and hear again, the second one is an intentional hearing. Yeah. What the Lord is saying is that your Christian faith is not going to be strong if all you do is do passive hearing. You come to church and you hear once and that's it. It's not going to work. You must hear and hear again and again and again. That's the reason why people listen to preaching messages. It's called the Rhema. The power of God, as I'm preaching to you Sunday after Sunday, and those who go on the podcast, who listen to it again, they are different from the people that just come on Sunday. If there is anybody here, you don't listen to podcasts, I can assure you, you are not subjecting yourself to the repetitiveness that brings faith. It's the truth. For example, look, the person that comes for Sunday service, who comes from one center meetings in the midweek service, who comes from shepherd's meeting for shepherd school, who comes for lay Bible school, lay after the church service, they are far different and stronger in faith from those who just come on Sunday and they go. When I was a younger Christian, well, whether I was a Christian, I don't even know, but before I got born again, I would go to the Methodist church once during a festival they call Afesha in my city, once during Christmas, and the final one on Watch Night, so that my sins will be forgiven. ladies and gentlemen, I never heard the word of God much, and therefore my lifestyle smelled nothing about faith. I could not apply the faith of God. I used to be having dreams and nightmares. I couldn't even say Jesus. I couldn't even pray about it because there was not much faith. I suffered from nightmares. I suffered from defeat. I suffered from second guessing. Even school, I thought I would never pass. I struggled with nightmares. I struggled feeling that nothing will happen until I got to be born again in Lighthouse. Somebody spoke to me about you. A Christian does not go to church just once. A Christian does not just listen to a message. Then they taught me to buy messages. At that time, podcast was not there. I would buy the cassette and I'll listen to it. In the night, I'll play it through. When I'm studying, I'll play it. When I'm working, I'll play it. Ladies and gentlemen, my faith was growing because faith comes by hearing and hearing, hearing and hearing, hearing and continuing to hear the word of God. I realized I was growing like a giant, like a giant. It was like the word of God was pumping me up. Bible says the word of God, it will build you up and give you a place amongst the sanctified. Did you know that? Yeah. The word of God, it will build you up. In the book of Acts, I believe chapter 20, verse 32, it says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance amongst those who are sanctified. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, today I'm telling you, to be a man of faith, like Abraham, the father of faith, I want to commend you to God and to the word of his grace continually, because you're going to be built up. The devil will not come and say, one small boy, because your faith is strong. Let me tell you, when I started doing that and the nightmares will come, I would rise up and say, oh, you're joking. One day I got up and I screamed in the name of Jesus Christ. I tell you, in that same nightmare that I'll run away, rather I turned and I saw all the demons that had been following me. They fell into a smoke of different colors. That was the last time I had a nightmare, because I had exposed myself to hearing and hearing and hearing. By faith, I was able to overcome. Yeah, it's the truth. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. Bible says, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. Yeah, okay. It says that for whatsoever is number one, born of God, overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by, and the Bible says your victory will come by faith. But some of us, we don't hear the word of God frequently enough. We don't add on to it. We just hear passively. Sunday, I've heard. That's it. There is no time that you intentionally take the word, I'm going to inject myself. Let me tell you something. Whenever you go to the hospital, there's something called first aid that the doctor does for you. There is no illness that goes away by the doctor's action. It is your action. You have an infection, pneumonia, God forbid, or an infection anywhere. We give you IV antibiotics, boom, 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 into the vein. And then when you're getting a little better, we leave you to go home and we give you a course. Now, finish 2 weeks. Like I do an endoscopy, you have an ulcer that has bled. You nearly die. We give you blood transfusion. We take biopsy of the ulcer. And then we see that it has H. pylori that can create another ulcer and open up the womb and bleed again. So we give you antibiotics to kill that infection. Yes. And then we send you home after the transfusion. Now, we tell you 2 weeks from now, you take the antibiotics twice a day, every day, twice a day. And you must take it until it is finished. And when you finish, you continue on the acid medication for another 3 months. Now, the doctor has done his portion. Passively, you didn't do anything. We just gave it to you. But when you go home, for you to be strong, such that that infection will not affect you again, so that you will not bleed again, so that that death threat will not come to you again, You must intentionally now do what the doctor started. Today I stand before you as like the doctor who has given you the first dose of the word of God. When you go home, your lifestyle must be a lifestyle of hearing and hearing. They call it the rhema, the power that comes with it. It gives you life. Yeah. So you must go to the podcast, Bishop Doug Heward Mills' podcast. Everybody must have it. The podcast of the messages we preach, everybody must have it. Because this first dose, only 7% will be remembered when you come next week. If you like, let me try it and ask you what I preached last week. Only 7% will be remembered. But those who become stronger, the people, when they went home, listened to it again. Yeah, they read it again. And again, by the word of God. So, ladies and gentlemen, recurrent, intentional listening to the word of God is a blessing. There is an anointing. Jesus Christ said, John chapter 6 and verse 63, he said, it is a spirit that quickeneth or that makes alive. The flesh profits nothing. It is a spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. And he said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Yeah. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Okay. So when I'm speaking to you like Jesus Christ with the anointing, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. What you're seeing here is just the physical self. Or when Bishop Dad is preaching, what we see of him is the physical. But there is a powerful anointing coming through. It's the Spirit of God that is making us speak the word of God. Therefore, take the word of God as coming from God himself by his Spirit. That is what is going to quicken you or make you alive, make you activated, bring faith. Don't look at the man. Look at the anointing that is coming through the man. The word quicken means make alive. It is a spirit that quickeneth. The flesh has nothing. The words that I'm speaking now, they are spirit. I'm telling you, they are coming spiritually and they are life. It's bringing faith to somebody. Somebody, because of this word, you will never have nightmares again in Jesus'
name. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
There's somebody here, because of the faith of hearing, you will start a business in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
There's somebody here who never used to have your quiet time because of what I've spoken. Quiet time will be your consistent thing and watch your life transform in Jesus' name.
Man.
There's somebody here, you never listened to preaching messages or the podcast, but now that you see that faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing, you are going to be a podcast addict in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah. You go to dadhewardmills.org and every message ever preached in video form, in audio form, in any form, will be there. Hallelujah. So ladies and gentlemen, that rhema is powerful. Jesus Christ says, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And let me tell you something. There is a curse of deafness. There's people who are stubborn, they hear and they just block it out. One day, my son told me that, look, anytime you were speaking to me, I would just block it out in my mind. Because if I put my hands here on my ears, I know you will punish me for rudeness. So I put my hands behind me, but mentally I block my ears. I didn't know this. My son told me, so long as I block my ears, Daddy, my foolishness ever remained. And he told me that one day he went to a camp. He was forced to go to a camp. He heard some messages about the fact that the word of God brings faith. The word of God brings life, brings deliverance. The entrance of the word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Preaching changes people and voices are significant. And the voice that comes to you can change you. He said that he decided, my goodness, my father is a pastor. My father is somebody whose words can change me. Maybe that he had begun to suffer from the foolishness. He said, now I'm going to expose myself to the words. He is the one telling us, my wife and I. He said, since the day he decided he will never block off the thing again, suddenly his foolishness is gone. Suddenly, he sees the wisdom in what we are saying. Suddenly, he believes in what the Lord says. Today, I say to the glory of God, you know, my two other children were in faith, but he has joined them in a way that is amazing. What was the difference? The deliverance. I'm telling you, there's a curse that blocks you from hearing preaching. Even that is part of it that makes you even block yourself out when it is preaching time. Instead of turning on your video, you are behind. It's part of it. Let me read it to you. It's devil's intention to block you from the devil, from the Lord's word, and cause you just hear it once. Don't hear it again. Don't listen to them. Don't go to flow. Don't listen on podcast. Don't turn that message on your car. Don't turn it on in your house. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast and this hearing Rhema has changed my life, changed my children's life. They are always listening. And every member of this church that has become a man or woman of faith, one thing is common about them. They are podcast addicts. I see the green. They are podcast addicts. Amen. They are. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about this curse and the blessing of hearing, the curse of not hearing. Look at my son's story and let it advise you. Try it. Let the preaching be in your house all the time. I tell you, let me tell you, Matthew chapter, let me even start from Deuteronomy chapter 28, from verse 1 and 2. God told the Israelites about how the curses will come and how the blessings will come. And it was about hearing. He said, and it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God. Watch what you hear. If you will hear and pay attention. Hearken means hear well and pay attention to the voice of the Lord your God. Hearken diligently. That word there, hearken diligently. Hear well. Do the hard work. Diligent means it's work. It's going to take effort. It's going to take an intentional application of yourself. It's not going to be a passive thing. But if you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, the voice of God. You haven't seen God before. As I'm speaking the voice of God to you. If you will hearken to observe and to do these commandments, which I command thee this day, then the Lord thy God shall what? Put you on high above all nations. But verse 2, and all these blessings shall come on thee. Ladies and gentlemen, every blessing that I received from my father was through his words. I tell you, he would sit me down and talk to me. As I came to Lighthouse, and my life has been transformed, every blessing was the words that I heard from preaching by Bishop Dag, by Apostle Joel, by the pastors that were given to me, preaching the word of God. He said, the blessings shall come upon you and shall even overtake you. Through what? Through hearing and hearing and hearing and obeying.
Amen.
Let me tell you, on the other hand, if you don't, what happened? Verse 15, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. He says that, but on the other hand, it will come to pass, if you will not hearken, if you do the opposite, you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, the truth is that disobedience to God's voice brings curses, or paying attention to God's voice brings blessings. And therefore, Matthew 13, Jesus explained why some people are like that. Jesus went there and preached to 5,000 people in John chapter 6. And they all left except the disciples. And the disciples asked, Jesus asked them, are you also going to leave? And the disciples said, to whom shall we go? Thou have the word of life. In other words, the words will transform us, so we will not leave. Now, Matthew chapter 13, from verse 13, I'm going to read something that was. Bible says, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, they see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. Okay, so They don't see. When they are preaching, when we are preaching, they are sleeping. Or they are behind their sins. Or they will not come to church. Or they will not play the podcast. Okay? They don't see. They don't hear. And Bible says in verse 40, in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, by hearing you shall hear, but you will not understand. That is once. Once. There are many times I've heard once I didn't understand. But after I heard again and again, this is what he was saying. This is what he was saying. Jesus says, one hearing does not make you understand anything. Fulfilled. By hearing, you shall hear, and you shall not understand. Thing you shall see, shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. They don't like to expose themselves to hearing. And their eyes have closed, lest at any time, watch this, they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their hearts. And look at what will happen to them if they do. So that they should be converted. That's a man of faith appearing, a faith giant. And I should heal them. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil knew that the healing of a man is by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. The devil actually, so he said that, Jesus said that when they hear with their hearts, intentionally, that means deliberately, by faith, they will be changed, they will be converted, and they will be healed. Look, the Lord has healed my foolishness, like he healed my son's foolishness, by hearing and hearing well. The Lord has converted me from an unbeliever to a man who believes so much that I give my life to preach to you Sunday after Sunday. I was worse than you. Most of you are better than me. When I tell you about my background, you see that you should have been the pastor. But what's the difference? Hearing and hearing again, a man of faith suddenly appears who is no longer dull of hearing. Dull of hearing, I'm not interested in hearing anymore. I don't want to hear. I'm blocked off. I challenge you today that from today, never hear a message once. Be a man that hears and hears and hears and hears. Even Amen. Your Bible, get an audio Bible that plays in your ears all the time. Buy an AirPod. Get earphones. When you are sitting alone, just tell yourself, it's time to generate some faith. It's time to pump up and become a giant of faith. Giants of faith are created through hearing of the word of God. As I keep hearing this podcast, I'm becoming a giant. That's how I became a proper Christian. And I changed from a Christian to a proper brother, disciple. Then I changed from that to become a shepherd. Then I became an apostle that could be sent to places where I was working and I would still start fellowships. Then through that, I become your reverend minister. I become a preacher of the gospel. How could it happen? How did it happen? By hearing and hearing and hearing again. That is why on Sundays you struggle to come. I don't blame you. You are under a spell. But the spell is broken today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I don't blame you. When they invite you, if there's a resistance. When they say, turn on your video, there's a resistance. But Jesus said that because the devil knows that if in hearing and in seeing they prevent you, you are finished. From today, may you be converted into a hearer, multiple hearer, intentional Amen. Hearer, a podcast addict, somebody who's not satisfied with one-time message. I have to go on the podcast and hear it again and bump it up from 7% to 75%. Bump it up again to 95%. As you increase the amount of preaching you hear, you become a man, a giant of faith because of what I've heard. Jesus Christ had heard. And because he believed what he had heard, the devil could not overcome him. Yes. Paul had heard Jesus. When he heard Jesus say, I'll tell you what you will suffer for me, he believed it. And he went and learned more. He became a man of faith. In my family and among my friends, I can see that those who are very consistent Even in church, hearing a lot.
Your video is going off.
Amen.
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 Yeah, I can see that those are the people. Is it on now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see you right.
Well, the devil doesn't want you to see, but you're going to see in Jesus' name. The devil doesn't want you to hear. Jesus said, in seeing you shall see, in hearing you shall hear. And that is the reason why you become his disciples. And finally, I want to share one verse. 1 John chapter 3. How you become a disciple. How you become one of the giants of faith. Yeah. How do you become? Then John was speaking and saying how his activities have created disciples. He says, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, let we preach to you of Jesus, that you also may have fellowship with us. You see that? When we preach to you, you become like us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father. I see the yellow. And with his Son, Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, our fellowship. Whenever John, he says that which we have seen and heard, we become men of faith. We believe certain things that you don't believe. We declare those things to you through preaching. So that you will now have fellowship with us. It means you become fellows with us in the same ship. You become like us. And he says, when you become like us, podcast addicts, hearing the word of God and hearing again, this is what happens. Truly, our fellowship now is with the Father. You become close to the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. That is why the devil cannot come close to people who are podcast addicts, people who preach, people who hear the word of God. Bible says, where the word of the King is, there is power. If the word of the King is always with you, there is power around you all the time. There's preaching around you all the time. They are afraid. They are afraid. One person in ending, one of my church members came and told me, Pastor, I've been summoned to the King's house in my village because somebody who claims he was sent as a demon has been struck into torment. And I said, I pray with her. I said, go. When she went, she said she saw a host of people surrounding a certain lady who was in a team of demonic agencies. Said they'd been coming to her hostel all the time. Anytime she comes to the hostel, the lady is kneeling down praying. And when she's kneeling down, there's a message praying all the time. There's a Bible she's hearing and hearing. Faith is arising. And she never was able to affect her. And eventually she was told that demon forced her way through the door and was burnt. Fire suddenly appeared. Where the word of the King is, there is power. She said any time she described even the room of that medical student. How did she know? Because she'd been there several times trying to attack her. She couldn't. What was the difference? It's the giant that had been created in that medical student turned a podcast addict who heard the rhema preaching all the time, going on in the house and praying with it. Even when you are praying and there's preaching, you can pray longer. Ladies and gentlemen, from today, I declare that your fellowship will be with the Father and with Jesus Christ, his Son. Yeah. As the word comes, God is coming. Bible says the word is him. He's the word. In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. So God is always with you, fellowshipping with you. Begin to play messages in your home, all around you. Begin to intentionally listen. Don't just listen once, but keep listening. And may the Lord bless you and make you a hearer, a giant of faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's rise to our feet right now. And let me pray with you. Don't go away. Don't go away. Before you go, I want to say this. Please. If you came here, somebody invited you, please do not go away. Next, we want you to come. And all those who invited other people last week, we are having a difficult time following up and giving them their gifts. We want you to be our agents that will give them the gift for us and our thank yous for us. I have a letter written. I want everybody who invited somebody, and any day you invite somebody, send the person's name and phone number to Pastor Richard. Okay, or to me personally, or Sister Aria, any of the pastors. But Pastor Richard, the name, we always have a gift for them, an interaction with them. Your job is not completed until that person has been handed over to get a complete blessing. Now, if you are here, lift up your hands with me and let's pray. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands with me. Now, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, repeat this prayer with me, because that's what's going to make you a man of faith. Repeating the word, the rhema that is coming, hearing and repeating it, the word of God, is going to bless you and change you in the name of Jesus. Now, say this with me. Say, Almighty Father.
Almighty Father.
Please, all of us, let's repeat it. Almighty Father.
Almighty Father.
I present myself.
I present myself.
You know my heart.
You know my heart.
I want to be born again.
I want to be born again.
I want to give my life to Jesus Christ.
I want to give my life to Jesus Christ.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
And wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus is the Christ. The Son of the Living God.
Son of the Living God.
He died for me and my sins.
Died for me and my sins.
And God raised him from the dead.
God raised him from the dead.
By this faith.
By this faith.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Please write my name.
Write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
And fill me.
And fill me.
With your sweet, sweet Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Make me a hearer and a hearer,
yeah, and a hearer
of the word of God.
Of the word of God.
Make me addicted to your word and your rhema.
Your word.
Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
If you know that, it's a good life.
We believe that the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.